An inquiry into the sexual abuse of students in Blackrock College and other schools is now inevitable, the Taoiseach said at the weekend. But what form that inquiry should take has yet to be decided. Government will meet survivors and opposition parties to discuss options this week. But we are going to talk this morning to Professor Tim Chapman. He's leading a restorative justice forum, a programme established by the Spiritans and a representative group of past pupils of Blackrock College to engage with survivors of abuse in Spiritan run schools. And Professor Chapman, good morning.
Good morning.
And can you tell us some more about how you became involved with the Spiritans and this restorative justice scheme and programme?
Yes, about last summer, summer 2021, I was approached out of the blue by a survivor who said they were considering developing a restorative response to their experience of abuse in Blackrock. And I chatted with them, told them what I did, and they were happy with that. And then they recommended to the Spiritans that I should be appointed. I met the Spiritans, they checked me out, and they were happy with my approach. And so we started the program, I think it was around September last year, and it ran for the pilot stage ran for a year when it was reviewed the following September.
And can you tell us a little bit about your background and the skill set that you bring?
Well, yes, I spent about 20-odd years in the probation service in Northern Ireland. And then I discovered restorative justice, got trained in that. And the law changed in Northern Ireland in 2002, and up here, every young person under the age of 18 who admits to a criminal offence will be offered a meeting with a victim. So because I knew a little bit about that, I was appointed by Ulster University to, with a team of lecturers, to develop a model and then to train the practitioners. And that scheme has turned out to be very successful indeed.
And I think most people will probably understand the role of restorative justice in terms of a victim meeting the perpetrator of the crime against them. But how does it work in the case of adult abuse survivors, where in many cases the perpetrators are dead or at an age where they can no longer participate in this scheme?
Yes, I think one of the key ideas in restorative justice, it's not so much the crime as the harm the crime has caused. Obviously, in this case, most of the perpetrators are no longer with us and cannot be held accountable. But nevertheless, one of the sources of harm to any victim is the, if you like, the community and the bystanders. And this is a great source of suffering in that children were abused by priests and lay teachers in a fairly systemic way. And in retrospect, they're thinking back, why was nobody there to protect me? Who was responsible? And a strong suspicion that actually the institution was protecting the perpetrators.
And who do they sit down
victims.
With, Professor Chapman?
In the scheme that I've been facilitating, they meet. Well, the first thing is I ask them who would they like to meet. And usually it is the head of the Spiritans, the provincial, and the principal of the school, whether it took place in Blackrock or Willow Park School. So the principal and usually the safeguarding officer for the Spiritans will be present.
And do they also have access to any documentation that may be in existence, any letters that may have been in existence in relation to the perpetrator of the abuse on them, so that they can explore what was known and when?
This is a problem. There weren't good records kept. There's you know, a lot of speculation about what happened to the perpetrators, but not a lot of hard facts.
And do you have any access, Professor, to...
No.
What, have they opened the files to you? Do you have access to what the Spiritans have?
No, I don't. And I haven't asked for it.
Why not?
I'm not involved in an inquiry. I'm just really facilitating a conversation between a survivor and the people that they hold responsible. Okay. So it's the Spiriton's responsibility to respond to the questions. And some survivors, not all, want that sort of information. They want the documentation, or maybe their mother made a complaint and they want to see what happened. They want to see the paper trail, because they suspect maybe the complaint wasn't taken that seriously.
And in a case where a survivor goes through the process you're outlining and they say at the end of it, I want more than accountability here, I want compensation, perhaps for a loss of the career mm-hmm. they might have had if they hadn't been abused. Can you facilitate yeah. that?
Yes, not all survivors ask for that, but the common things that they ask for is a written personal apology, which is more than a sort of public apology. It specifies the hurt that they have suffered. And it includes sort of statements that, you know, the Spiritans were wrong, we should have protected you, etc.
And does it name their abuser? Sorry, I just wanted to be clear.
Yes.
Does it name their abuser in the apology?
It does.
And does it name
so it's very specific
the crime
to their case
that the abuser committed
yes.
against them? Okay.
Yes, yes.
And then I was asking you about
suffering
compensation.
That it's caused. But compensation, yes. Compensation is also not that many have asked for compensation, but a few have. Sometimes because their career, their livelihood has suffered because of the psychological impact of their suffering. Sometimes because they just want a symbolic payback for the suffering that they've caused. So they do ask for compensation.
And in
more
how many
often
cases?
They ask.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting you, and just briefly, in how
sorry.
Many cases yeah. has that happened?
I think 3 or 4 cases out of, say, 9.
And how much money has been paid out through your process?
I have no idea. That then, once the agreement is made at the meeting, then the Spiritans and the survivor or their representative sort out the amount of money.
Step out of the process at that stage.
I
there
do.
Is there is
I
much
do.
More to discuss, but for now, Professor Tim Chapman, thank you indeed for joining us.